CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Revive. Armed FBI agents have ended the ordeal of a five-year-old held in an underground bunker in southeastern Alabama.
FBI agents safely recovered the child who has been held hostage for nearly a week.
A federal SWAT team broke into the bunker. FBI agent Steve Richardson says that was after the kidnapper, identified as Jim Dykes, was seen, we don't know how he was seen, brandishing a gun. It was over very quickly.
The subject is deceased.
How did reporters know that something big had changed in the six-day standoff? CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
There were two loud bangs that we heard from the street. Those could have been a flashbang grenades. They could have been something else. We don't know. And then shortly after that, an ambulance that had been parked for days near the scene went tearing up a hill and then came back slowly.
The ambulance apparently took Ethan away to be checked by doctors and reunited with his very worried parents. The FBI's Richardson.
The child appears physically unharmed and is being treated at a local hospital.
Why did FBI agents break in and open fire? Let's hear the official explanation.
Negotiations deteriorated and Mr. Dykes was observed holding a gun. At this point, FBI agents, fearing the child was in imminent danger, entered the bunker and rescued the child.
When Dykes kidnapped Ethan on Tuesday of last week, according to police, the kidnapper killed a school bus driver. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Revive.